Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Let's face it, Sunday paper, you rigged the races, I gotta hand it to you. You deliver right to the front door. I never should have left it swinging open. You had
Welcome back. Oh, that's me. Yeah, I want to thank you all for listening in. And, of course, listening to all my previous shows while I was in Old Britannia, in Old England, for the last month. Had a great time. And I do apologize for my throat. Even though it was very cold there, it is very ironic that I come back to Los Angeles and I catch a cold here. Wouldn't you think that's sort of ironic? Anyway, first of all, welcome again to When Pigs Fly, and of course I'm Andrew Fetter, and to all those who celebrate Hanukkah, Chag Sameach, Happy Hanukkah. And I must say I had a very glorious time in England, met many people. I really appreciate the experience, learned many things, saw many things. And one day I'll elaborate on some of the Illuminati stuff that I saw, which was quite interesting, which I'll elaborate in another show. But I want to also thank my gracious host that I hosted me for 2 weeks in her house, where I ate a lot of vegan food, which is sort of, for me, a long shot, since I'm not a meat eater, but I do love eating fish. But again, it was a great experience. We talked a lot about different subjects, highly depthful, and learned from each other and other people that were around. And again, I want to thank that experience. But there is one experience I want to elaborate on. It just sort of popped in my mind just right now or just recently. While I was there actually for one day, this is not our house, it was when I went outside and ate. And I got food poisoning, and I was sort of rushed to the hospital in Britain, in England, London, in a real nice hospital. And they were more than gracious. Doctors are fantastic. The nurses there, the staff was utmost care. I was sort of amazed from all the talk from the United States. You know, when we talk about universal health care or public health care, like the universal health care idea of England or Canada, it's sort of misconstrued and pretty much a big lie, because my experience in that health care was if I was in a very nice facility as if I was in the U.S., or just or even better yet. I mean, and what surprised me about their universal health care, they took my information down, you know, where I lived, you know, in the United States and stuff. But after the procedure, and it turned out I was okay, you know, at first I thought I had something more serious. And again, it was just a minor, some kind of indigestion from the food, some minor food poisoning and everything. But they didn't charge me. Yeah, no money. They didn't ask them, they were going to send me a bill or anything like that, or what my insurance was, or if I had insurance, and yet I had great care. It just goes to show the big lie over healthcare in the United States. Now, I can elaborate this on this show today. I just wanted to point that out to people who are listening in from the United States, that indeed you were lied to about universal healthcare in the UK. Now, we have a universal healthcare system that would meet the mark of other countries, and you've been lied to about the systems. like standing in line and all that. It's all a bunch of garbage. And like I said, it's nonsense. It was just to fear you into a pathetic thing. So that, guess what? What do we have now? No health care. If you don't have health care, guess what? Until 2014, if you have had cancer or anything else, good luck trying to get insurance, and maybe you'll pay $2,000 a month, making it sort of out of your arm length, unless you're making $100,000 a year. You cannot get health care unless you want to spend $20,000-$30,000 a year just for your insurance. So anyway, again, I want to thank England and their doctors and everybody for the care I had, and just make people aware in the United States that you've been lied to by Barack Obama and all the Democrats and the Republicans, and just want to make that a understanding. Anyway, I do also want to mention, during my past shows and for the 2 months, I was playing while Angie Matson was on tour, and I want to thank her for being so precious and playing her songs throughout the United States on her illustrious tour. You can check out her new album at angiematson.com. That's AngieMattson. And that's from her new album. You can listen to her new album. It's called Skeleton Arm. It has some very beautiful songs on it, some of which is being played here at BBS Radio. And definitely going to enjoy her music. Do give her a try. And I'm sure you'll fall in love with her magical voice and her magical lyrics. Again, I apologize again for my throat. I am having a book signing event tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday in Las Vegas. And it's with my new book called Spirit, of course, which you see on my website, of course, and you go andrewspirit.com. And, of course, it deals with the phenomenon of going out of body. And if you've got any questions, you can always contact me at flyingpigs@artlover.com. If you got questions about any of those or past shows or future shows. Again, I'm going to be doing my signing event for my book in Las Vegas on Saturday the 4th. 2 p.m. at Borders, that's at Town Square, 6521 Las Vegas Boulevard. That's on South Las Vegas Boulevard. Town Square Center, it's a pretty huge facility. You can't miss it. Come and see me, say hello. I will be definitely be giving away the last remnants of my Mr. Incognito shirts for every purchase of my book. So do come down and get a shirt while you're at it. And then on Sunday, December 5th, I will be still in Las Vegas. I'll be this time at Barnes & Noble in the Summerlin area in Crossroads Commons at 8915 West Charleston, Las Vegas, and that's 89117. Do check me out there. I will also be there giving away shirts. And the cross street is, I believe, Fort Apache Rampart. Sort of meet right at there on Charleston. So do come on down. And then I'm coming back to Los Angeles for the 11th. I will be in the San Fernando Valley doing a book signing event on December 11th. That's also on a Saturday at 1 p.m. Psychic Eye Bookstore at the 13435 Ventura Boulevard. That's the Sherman Oaks store. Cross streets are Woodman and Ventura. Do come down and say hello. And I look forward to always meeting new people and talking to them. That's what I like about going book signing events. Yeah, I love enjoying meeting different people and what to hear their thoughts about different things. Anyway, my discussion today, I've been thinking this, I think, for many, 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 not millennium, because I haven't been in this physical body for millennium, but almost feels like it, for this thing we're going to discuss. People have been throwing around, they use the word awaken or awakening, and they use it as they throw it here and there, oh, are you awakened, and the phenomenon of 2012, it's time of awakening, or whether politics, are you awakened, or spiritually, are you awakened. They constantly talk about, are you awakened, as if you're asleep. And Deborah has a connotation to it. being what is awakened, but I'm going to elaborate on the very what is really being an awakened in both its political and social context, as well as in its real form and its spiritual context. But I would say, though, and this is not to be condescending or anything, but if you live in a fishbowl, like all you care about is Paris Hilton and what she's up to, or Lady Gaga, or some twisted celebrity concept or form, or some commercialization, or all you care about what kind of clothes you get, or what kind of to buy, how you're going to look, who friends you are, talking about the minuscule things, nothing of real importance. You know, you're just too caught up in the media, video games, locked in the world of commercialization, the meism, financial greed. Or if you're in the other extreme, you're just locked up into this little bubble of whatever your imam says in your mosque or mullah or the rabbi in the synagogue or pastor in the church or priest in your cathedral or ministers. I hate to say, and this is not being condescending, you're not just not awakened. You're not even asleep. You're still in a coma. And you certainly need to have a little bit of voltage put into your weeping heart. And I say weeping, not to be sound bad, but your heart is very much dying to open up. So that one sense do need to wake up. And that is in a real form of people who haven't woken up in the essence of their very much on the lowest of frequencies, and I'm going to get into that on the spiritual context. But then again, let me explain to you what many people have hyperbolized or got into the issue of what is awakened or being awakened. Like I said, many say, are you awakened? Are you awakened? Are they awakened? Are they talking about politics or the awareness of the New World Order policy of and by them? Most of the people who will elaborate when they talk of awake, being awakened, is in form of, are you aware of the Illuminati, are you aware of certain situations, are you aware of conspiracy things, so-called conspiracy things, aware of certain things that are not spoken about in mainstream media. There definitely is a, I apologize for my nose again, there's definitely a use of awaken in reference to a spiritual context, in which I'm going to elaborate more, which is in its real form. In reality, that's what it is. like I said, many will make the awaken as if it's something that they are and no one else is. And of course, you, if you agree with them, then you're saying awaken. If you're not, oh God, you're not awaken. And that's, again, pretty condescending, and that's not really being awakened now, is it? Awakening isn't an absolute, it's a process, which I'm going to get into as well. Many will say you're awakened when that you're when they're really implying, it's not being awakened, that you're informed. That's probably the correct word in utilizing that. When they're saying you're informed about some things, like meaning that this conspiracies within humanity's assumed or illusion of control of power. For example, some will say they are awakened because they are know that the Federal Reserve is private and who the real owners are, like the Rockefellers and Morgans. Or like George Carlin once said, they are the real owners and you ain't one of them. This would be more of an informed or many people imply being awakened. Or they might apply it to maybe when you understand that JFK tried to dissolve the Federal Reserve and then all he did was get a early version of a drive-by. You know, you may have heard somebody talk about something being awakened or you're being awakened when you may be aware that the politicians in government are just puppets like Obama with the real owners making the real decisions. You are informed or, and some people would apply the term being awakened. Maybe you might be aware or understand that the Democrats and the Republicans in the United States are no much like in the UK with the Labour parties and Conservatives are not the ones who are really in power, but are puppets to the real owners. And of course, who are the real owners? The real owners are of the Bank of England, which are like the Rothschilds, whose real name are Bauer, and no, they're not Jews, or the Windsor family, which is, of course, the Queen of England and her royalty. And by the way, you might be aware of their linkship. And you might know that be aware of, like, in the other owners of the banks, like the Bank of the Federal Reserve Bank, and that has to be of the Rockefeller. You may be aware of the Rockefellers and the Morgans have actual private ownership of the Federal Reserve. Then you'd be aware, or I mean, some people would say you're awakened of it, but you're more like informed. Or if you're aware or awakened to the information of who the Illuminati really are, that they, of course, they worship Lucifer and how they utilize Illuminati, how they infiltrated the Freemasons back in the late 1700s, and basically merged their Luciferian images into Freemason ideologies and symbols everywhere, basically using as a cover to utilize power and implement their power. You may have seen in their, as you walk in their front doorsteps, the upside-down pentagrams of their doorsteps or entrances. You may even see images of Lucifer and other satanic ritual things. You may see the all-seeing eye in many retrospect, many symbolizations of Luciferian or Masonic, which now they have been merged together. You may even watch, been aware that even Stanley Kubrick's movie, which is The Eyes Wide Shut, what he was really trying to apply or say, you may be aware of that. You may have been aware of that. You may be also aware and have woken up to and realized who created the UN and who are the Bilderbergs and the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Affairs. You will probably realize who the World Bank is and who the IMF is and how they have been manipulative and how they're really trying to control policy and implement private policy against the peoples who they think they're getting policy, the secret meetings that they have and who they really are. You'd be surprised, maybe, to who is running the ship, in so to speak, and what is really going on behind the scenes, who you think is enemies but are actually up just buddies. You may be also aware and be awakening that there is a present monetary system, that the present monetary system is an absolute fraud, that there is actually no worth in the monetary system. It's just made-up monopoly money. You may be aware that the fraud has been implemented to create a perpetual debt, thus enslaving all indebted servitude. In other words, you have become a serf. You may be aware of the system just to keep you at a serfdom level, constantly working to pay taxes, in other words, to work to pay them, and not just through taxes, but other arrangements to continually paying them by keeping them at their basically you're under their control. It hasn't changed. You may be also, by the way, aware that of bloodlines within the Illuminati, and they very much profess within their bloodlines and proclaim their bloodlines. Often they'll imply that their bloodlines even run to Jesus himself, or Jesus Christ, as the Christians would call him, Jesus of Nazareth, whatever you want to call him. They'll imply that they are the bloodlines of the physical realm of Jesus, which we're probably aware that Jesus never died on the cross, and he actually had a daughter named Rachel that immigrated to France. You may be aware of all these situations. You may know that the bloodlines, how they're all connected within the Illuminati, with the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, with the Morgans and the Sinclairs and all them. You may be all aware of all this stuff. You may be also aware that even bloodlines such as George Bush Sr. and Jr. and Obama and Clinton and et cetera all have the same bloodlines. In fact, the bloodlines they have run into the same bloodline as England. You'd be probably rather surprised and probably much aware or if you're, say, the politically awakened or informed that the bloodlines also run within the Saudi family. And, of course, I mentioned the Rockefellers. You may also be aware and awaken to the essence that who is the head, the leader of this Illuminati bloodline. Oh, well, it's sort of obvious, isn't it? She is the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth. She is a cider. You're probably aware and probably awakened that every time a president of the United States is elected, he often goes directly and flies to the UK, to the United Kingdom, to England, to London to meet, no, not with the Prime Minister of England, to meet with the Queen of England. That is the first order. Would you wonder why a President of the United States needs to go see the Queen of England? You may be aware that the United States is not even has lost its sovereignty to the UK, that actually, in essence, we are lost our sovereignty to the UK in the mid 1800s, when through the power structure of the monetary system that I mentioned before, which I believe Jefferson had warned us about. And also, of course, the Lumaye infiltration during the late 1700s, which George Washington warned and feared as well. Anyway, you may be also aware at present who Prince William is being so-called molded into. You may be aware or awakened to the understanding that they're trying to make him in the so-called Antichrist. You may be being prepared to do so. You may be also aware that the whole system of the triangle system in the Middle East between the Israelis and Palestinians was whole a facade. In fact, the Palestinian issue was created to create a facade to get their basically input, get their linership, so get their control into Jerusalem, because their whole order is to build their third temple, not the one up for the Jews or anything else, but their third temple in Jerusalem. Well, now that is sort of blowing up in their face, they're not having that. You may be also aware that in 2012, they're actually decided the New Jerusalem. You go to the UK in London, and you might be aware that the New Jerusalem, as they call it, is in London. They already have already prepared the New Jerusalem in the UK. You might be aware that in 2012, that is their day that they're going to try to make a major change. Their 2012 is not your 2012. You may be noticing that they usage of numerical systems using 9/11, 7/7 by the Illuminati for, oh yes, that was set up by them. You may be also aware. You may be also aware and have been awakened that 9/11 was, in fact, not done just by a group of Al-Qaeda members, but in collaboration with Al-Qaeda members as they hit the Twin Towers, there were explosions beneath, and who created that. You'll also probably be aware how they utilized the number systems by Illuminati, not for a coincidence, not just by a game, but their only sick-minded way of perpetuating some Kabbalistic magic, as they think it is, but it's only going to bounce in the face. That's just my word and input into it. But you may be aware of all these situations. You may be aware of the Illuminati, how they have, like I elaborated, of having infiltrated the Masonic systems and applied many of the Freemasons' original points of reference of using numerology and systems of developing manufacturing of geometrical things to create a manifestation of energy. And so they have taken advantage of that and incorporated that. You may also be aware how the Illuminati, and again, talking about the awareness factor on this side, again, awakening, more informed about the Illuminati and the ties between the Vatican, because they are one and the same. You may be aware that the Vatican itself is nothing more than basically a Luciferian setup. It's not a coincidence that they have so much pedophilia going rampant within the Vatican. That is just you're just seeing a tip of the iceberg. It is pretty sickening. You wouldn't be surprised how the Vatican has actually controlled most of Latin America by the grips under the direction of with Illuminati, because they are, again, one and the same. You may be also aware and informed and awakened to about the manipulation and the direct goal of Illuminati, and that is, of course, the New World Order. You may be even understanding and have an enlightening understanding or awareness or awakened understanding, being informed to the extent that the control and limitation of the population is, in effect, their policy, utilizing whatever form that includes chemtrails. Chemtrails, of course, are the little trails spread into the air through jet systems, through airplanes. You look in the sky and you look a streak going through the sky and you'll never see it dissipate. Watch, just check it out. You know, when I was in London, I saw my first chemtrail, I have to say. I was sitting there in Finsbury Park. I hope I pronounced it correctly. I have problems pronouncing some of that stuff. I was getting peeved at because I would say things wrong. But anyway, I was in a park and I looked up and I was reading and I go, wow, look at that. And I see the streak right behind it. And it was just hanging there. It wasn't even dissolving. It didn't make any sense. And then I realized it was a chemtrail. Well, lo and behold, I come back to Los Angeles and I'm on jet lag. You know, I've got good old jet lag. And I'm sitting there and, you know, I get my car to go get my car, serviced, get an oil change, whatnot. And while I'm walking out of the car after I drop it off, I'm looking up in the sky and I just notice streaks through the sky across Los Angeles sort of the same thing, which I've never noticed before because I live not far from the beach, so I guess it sort of everything gets blown inland. But this is more facing toward the city, and I'm like in total shock. I mean, it just sat there. And I pointed this out to some people, and some people were apathetic, and others like, wow, what the hell is this? One girl, she went and me looked up online because I tried to explain to her what chemtrails are, and she was just blown away. And that process is, oh, yeah, she was becoming awakened. She was becoming more informed of what was going on when she saw what chemtrails were actually doing to her kids, her sister, her brother, her mom, and all her friends, or even loved ones, or even non-loved ones, just in general. Talking about population control or means to limit the population or drop down the population. Think about the foods that we eat, how much stuff is in there, the cancers, the aspartame, all the junk that's put in the food to either dumbify you, lose your brain cells, or eventually cause you cancer down the line. And same with the vaccinations. Is that a process of what? So that's another awakening. That's another more like awareness. That would be a utilization of that word, being an awakened. But again, there's more to being awakened. This is more like being informed, I would say, than being awakened. It's a product of a process of awakening. Anyway, maybe you might be aware or informed about the ability that in this day and age, at this very moment, of course we've had this for a long time, we do have the ability to have free energy. You go, free. Nothing's for free, right? Okay, it costs you a couple bucks to put it together, but after that, it's free. Like, self-proposed electromagnetic energy, which is, can be utilized as free energy or anti-gravitational energy. This can be shown, in fact, for an example, is John Searle electric generator. If you Google John Searle, S-E-A-R-L, electric generator by himself, like there's a famous documentary about him, you can see, in effect, in front of your face, in front of your eyes, free energy in right before you. And this, of course, runs off a magnetic system, and apply that anywhere. Just think about it. You can have free energy. There would be no reasons to use the systems that we have, from petrol or whatever, on these barbaric systems of utilizing energy. And also, would if we had free energy, or in the long term we would have free energy, this is called the dissolution of this barbaric system, what we call a monetary system or a banking system, which is so outdated for our technology. It would also change the dynamics for politics, because energy would no longer be a vice or a value to the extent that somebody has to kill somebody over it. It's not a value. And the resource is free. All resources would be free. We can apply, nobody would be worrying over resources no more. Just think what would happen if we had free energy. Then, of course, I think there's the awakening of other things that's happening, often told. The awakening, people are becoming aware more and more, and this is, I think, more coming of a, excuse me, twofold awakening. It's both being informed, but also actually having an understanding, I think, that has to do with humanity, which I'm going to get into, is the existence of extraterrestrials and the UFOs that are flying about around the world, and more UFOs are flying about, or being seen or witnessed or whatever, or extraterrestrial activity. And more people are coming to the understanding that, yes, there are extraterrestrials. It's no longer the boogeyman issue. I think more and more people in that sense are becoming awakened. So why is that awakened? Why are people becoming more informed all of a sudden? like I said, Informed is the product of the awakening. Awakening is a process. It's not a noun. Even though I'm using it as awakening is a noun, but in real essence, it's not a noun. It is but a verb. It is a process. It's an awakening process. It's like a slave all of a sudden becoming aware of his or her freedom. That's sort of an awareness. So awakening is more a process of awareness. It's in reality, and I'm talking in concept form, in reality it's becoming a knowing awareness. That is the real essence of awakening. Spiritually realizing who and what is by understanding, continuing to understand. This is an awakening. To awaken is to understand. To understand the concepts, new concepts constantly coming in. As I'm speaking to you in this essence of different things, you're coming to realization of and becoming more informed. Just as I listen to another person talking, I become more informed. But we're also getting sent a lot of information either subliminally or non-subliminally. Of course, hopefully subliminally it's good information because there is a manipulation that can happen if some people give up their will as part of the mind control essence, but that does not create the delusion of awakening because your higher self is always awakening. Because, of course, if somebody's trying to subliminally do something negligible to you, it's a cause, of course, you know, of course, that's like mind control. That would be like corresponding to manipulation or mind control or the Manchurian effect causing you to do something you otherwise wouldn't do. In essence, you've given up your will to do that, and that's also caused by hypnosis itself. That's why I highly recommend you never, ever, ever do hypnosis, because then you have to go through a lengthy procedure of redeveloping your will. Because once you open that key of will, that's a whole different, you're sort of losing it. So you have to develop that. But the subliminal information that I'm talking about is not anything negative. It's all the information that actually your senses is consistently picking up, both of them from your higher self, from different elements, from your eyes and your sight, your ears, your feelings. You're constantly being deluged. You're constantly being having information thrown at you from various sources. And depending on your situation, that information is being processed is creating more and more awareness. Now, when I'm saying spiritually, realizing what is, who is, and what is, and understanding, this is the continuation of understanding. With the continuation of understanding is literally the concept of awakening. You're constantly awakening as you're understanding. So you're understanding the situations. You're understanding of all elements, you're understanding your universe, you're understanding yourself. You can take to the very simplest things when you're aware of the little immediate things around your surrounding, physical surrounding. Take notice of the little animal, the little squirrel, the little bird, over the sound. You hear a car drive by, a person talking, a baby, a dog, a cat, anything. Those are the physical things that you become aware of. And there are a lot of physical things you don't even elaborate that you may be hearing and not even take notice of it because your mind's so busy on other functions. But if you become aware of those things, then you become more awakened because you're becoming more of awareness of those things. It's often when you become into that quiet side, you want to it helps develop your awakening. Because when you go to that quiet side, you know, the side that when you remove all those trivial thoughts that's within you, then allows you to become a more awakening process. Therefore, you become more of an understanding soul. You start comprehending what this information is coming to you. If you're constantly busy, it's like if I'm listening to a radio that's playing next to me, and then there's a video being shown to me, it's hard for me to focus on that video when there's a radio playing causing interference. And so you have this radio going constantly in your ear or whatever, and you can't focus on the video that you're trying to watch. What's going to happen? You're just going to turn off the video because you can't hear it or understand it or fully have it in your attention. Just as if you're listening to your girlfriend or boyfriend, if they're speaking, your mind is somewhere else, not thinking what they're talking about, then you're not really allowing yourself to have the awakening experience of being near them or hearing them. That's also a part of it, being awakening to the relationships and people around you. That's why it's always, and it's hard for everybody, but always try to be a good listener. Step back, allow them to talk. I myself, my hands up. Sometimes I'm always thinking about what I'm going to say rather than listening. So I try always to listen and not think about what I'm going to say next. Try that. I mean, that's also a process. We're all learning to do certain things. You try to learn to awakening, and being awakened is a process, like I said. Also being awakened is understanding that there's some concrete elements that do exist. One is, for example, that we always exist in one form or another. And another that become an awakening experience and being aware is we are all, each and every one of us is connected to each other, but not just only to each other, to Earth and the universe. We also have an awakening understanding, we're awakened, when you understand all things change, no matter what situation, they all change. And for every action, there is always a reaction. This is an understanding. This is a given understanding which broadens our awakening. And then there's another awakening that we have to also understand that the universe is absolutely perfect. Perfect in every essence. There's nothing wrong with the universe. The universe is what it is. In reality, there is no real suffering. Nobody really is. Suffering is in your is to the perceived who is suffering. See, so everybody who suffers is in their own perception of suffering. So if people who are suffering, I hate to say it, and this is in the reality in the universe, there's no really good or bad in reality. It's just straight up. It's the reality of being perceived of what is good and bad. Look, I'll give you an example. If there was a bacteria, because like I said, it's all dependent on what's good and bad to you. Let's say there's a bacteria, and it's a flesh-eating bacteria, and it's on your leg, and it's eating away at your leg. Well, to the bacteria, he's all happy as hell because that bacteria is eating away your flesh. To you, you look at that bacteria as being evil because it's eating your flesh. Now, let's say you take a injection or something, they inoculate you, and all of a sudden, whatever you inoculate kills the bacteria. Now, the bacteria thinks that what you inoculate is bad, evil, because it's killing it. See, it's all in whose perspective. See, let's say if a group of extraterrestrials came here, and they all look like, I'm not going to put any, this is not for putting fear on extraterrestrials, they're not, because if they want, they could have always wiped us out millions and millions of years ago. But let's say they came here, and they're all lizards. And all of a sudden, and well, they're what they do. They like to eat people. So they go around capturing people. Not only capture people, it'd be like the Attack of the World or whatever that movie was. I'm trying to remember that Orson Welles movie. And, of course, they made a new one with, Tom Cruise in it, and they actually sucked the blood from people. Well, in the perspective of the human, those things were evil. Those eight extraterrestrials were evil, right? But to the extraterrestrials, they're the good ones because you're just food. See, so it's all in whose perspective. Even with humanity, where you have people who are Illuminati, in their eyes, they think they're doing the good thing. You think people do things that they think that are bad because it's bad? No, they, in their own way, think it's good. So like I said, good and bad, even though they do exist in the reality of plus and minus and things like that, because it's not a duality, there's a symbiotic relationship to those in our world, but in reality, it's all in the perspective in our realities, in our souls. We always look at things, and when we look at things, we're always creating a perspective. That perspective creates a judgment, and that judgment creates the idea that there's a good or bad or a black and white or evil or plus. But in reality, in our universe, in reality, our universe, which is perfect, there's no such thing. So think about it. So when you have that understanding, that's sort of another awakening, isn't it? It puts things in another perspective, doesn't it? So in reality, in this perfect universe, everything is perfect. Thus, there are no victims, but just volunteers. And when I mentioned that, and of course that was said by Jenny St. Clair, she had said that a long time, there are no victims, only volunteers. In reality, that's the truth. We choose by what we do. This is another awareness, another awakening of understanding, that we choose our lives. We choose the things that we create. We choose and we co-create in every which way, whichever way we choose we to believe in. It is what it is. It's our choice. Our choices we choose, our journey, the paths we take along with them. Even choose are the very journey that we are in, this embodiment. We choose our parents. We choose the destined paths that we have, both what you would perceive as negative, suffering, or good and bad, or harsh. I mean, we actually choose those. That is actually a reality. And people go, what? Do you think humanity wants to be beaten up and done really wants all this suffering? I hate to say it, but it does. Illuminati and all this stuff would not exist if humanity didn't want it. Think about it. That's the reality. If people had choices and they really want something, then it wouldn't happen. You forget that Illuminati and all these dark figures, or whatever you want to call them in their perceptions, they are part of humanity. Therefore, since we are one consciousness and all one, basically, body, then we ourselves are ones to suffer. We are the same thing. So Illuminati are part of us. So in effect, the suffering of humanity is by our own choice. That is why it is often said to change things is not necessarily by our revolution. You're just changing one guard to the next guard. What changes humanity is its elevation to where we are now. Changing ourselves by elevating or increasing our frequency, which I'm going to get into in a bit. Before I close, I apologize again. Sorry. God. So, anyway, we choose and we co-create, like I said. So all things are by choice. And we do choose our journey. And this is another awakening. If you get this understanding, you're becoming, it's more of an awakening process. You're getting a further understanding. It's a more awakening. Now, I'm talking in spiritual context. This is reality of what awakening is. Now, you can choose to believe it or not, but that's what it is. Awakening is also the awareness that the soul has no face. It doesn't. The soul is faceless. It's just an essence of energy at a constant moment, it pulsates. That's all you are, is a pulsating energy. That's in the reality of it. This is now finding out in physics. It's also the understanding that the universe in its reality is infinite, not finite. In fact, it's even beyond the infinite, because you can keep on going on and on and on, as they say in quantum physics, down the rabbit's foot. You know, I even had a professor here to speak with me about things, and then when he started talking finite, then I waited a second and said, dude, he goes, you can measure from Earth to the moon. I said, how accurate can you get? Down to where? It would never get exact, because the further down accurate you can get. A line is but a line, but where does it stop? The smallest of the smallest is the smallest of the small. As big as big is as big. Therefore, the reality is the universe is infinite. And beyond the infinite in reality is our universe. And this is why, this is no coincidence that in Taoism and in Kabbalism, within Judaism, the foundation, and in also Sufi Islam, the foundation is everything because is nothingness. It is beyond the aim self, or beyond the aim, beyond the infinity, is the Tao, is God. Boy, I got to turn off my phone, huh? People are trying to call me every second. I forgot to put my phone away. So that's another word. See, I just heard that, and I just listened to it. And what did it do? It diverted me from my focus on to what I'm talking about. And that's another awareness. That's another awareness of what happens in our daily process, things getting in, being aware. Anyway, another understanding of awareness. Now, I don't want to sound condescending, but this is in reality. Is often understanding that the idea to even personify an idea of God is both illogical and not the reality. God cannot possibly be a he or a she, and in the sky. You can't possibly make God into some personal feelings of humanity or anything. Of course, you can't say there is no God. If you believe in the universe and all aspects and all its energy forms, then you believe in God. You may not use the word God because you don't want to have the religious connotation often implied of God by the personification God, but in essence, you do believe in God whether you realize it or not. Otherwise, you have no beliefs or whatever. You can't even conceptualize. You may illogically come into a rationalization that the God doesn't exist because you're looking at the God that is, again, a personification of God, but the reality of a God does exist in all its forms because we are all of God. The universe is God. God is in everything. It is the Tao. It is the Ein Sof. It is beyond the infinite. But it is not a he. It's not a personification. It's not a she. He doesn't have personal feelings about humanity one way or the other. It is not a father or a son. That is both illogical and nonsense. It is not a statue or some image of God. It is illogical to think any otherwise of any other things except for that is beyond the infinite. Because in reality, things are all infinite or beyond the infinite. Then the perception of things assumed that are infinite is an illusion in itself. So again, that would be another awakening experience and understanding. It is awakening and understanding in the process of awareness that there's a constant of things by choice, a will to understand, the thirst for knowledge. Awakening is the feeling and the process of all oneness of all things. Your eyes, your ears, your heart are always with the ability to be continually awakened. Even beyond the perceived senses, we are becoming awakening. An awakening is a systematic result of increasing one's frequency, since we are nothing but a pulsating form of energy, as I previously mentioned. And increasing this energy increases what? The frequency, which increases our ability to comprehend the billions upon billions of information coming to us at every second or click of a second. Increasing our frequency is simply by the ability to love. This is just one simple method. If you learn to unconditionally love, what are you doing? You're increasing your frequency, which will, boy, oh boy, see? I'm trying to be diverted again, and I apologize for that. By just trolling, this actually works as a point. A diversion of something coming from outside trying to divert me from saying what I'm trying to say. So just think about it. When you're focusing on reading something or doing something, and you're going to always have outside pressure trying to divert you from what you're doing or something that's going to help you, a fly in the ointment. Somebody you're supposed to meet, and then somebody else tries to come in to divert it. That's for every action, there's a reaction. It's a type of trying to keep you focused, and something's going to try to counter you from not focusing. And that is another understanding. And all these understandings and awarenesses is the awakening process, which is also when you become more awakened of it, you're increasing your frequency. But like the simple notion of presenting conditional love opens up your senses, which increases your frequency, which it opens up not just the obvious senses, but the ones that we don't even comprehend in the finite capacity, the ones that are infinitely process. Some people often term those as telepathic or abilities or whatever. You know, like there was a thing that Bashar had once said, that we have billions upon billions of clicks per second. Clicks, I mean, you know, clicks like an image. And but what happens is our frequencies only pulsate at probably, let's say, about 10 clicks per second. So you think of the billions upon billions upon billions upon clicks per second, how much awareness or how much awakening are we really? Think of those who are even 100 clicks instead of 10 clicks. So like I said, awakening is a process. It is a process and the result of the process. And by the way, there's no competition or judgment of being awakened. So people should not be utilizing awakening like, oh, you're not awakened. That's why you're doing it. And I purposely said this in the beginning, because people have said, people who are not aware of the Illuminati things and that stuff like that, which is more of being informed rather than the word awaken. I don't like using the word awaken in that essence. It's really being informed. Informed means you go and look up information. Awakening is more of a spiritual context. Now, the reason why, that's why I really get down on the issue of, you know, that stuff when people say, you're not awakened, you're not awake, you're not awake. They're trying to be condescending, and they themselves utilize in that way is not really is awakening in the true sense of what the word is. You know, a process would be saying, yeah, you're not informed, but that's not being awakened. Awakening is a spiritual understanding of things around you. And meaning, like I said, your capacity, your frequency has increased, thus you're becoming aware of the clicks per second in your environment of information that's constantly being sent to you. That is awakening. It's a process. It's becoming aware. So no way in shape form should someone condemn another or be condescending of utilizing the word awakening. Even in the spiritual context, I've seen people who, and it's their choice, that they want to be uninformed, or they want to live in their little bubble, in their fishbowl, because they're actually afraid. They have this fear mechanism placed upon them, and they choose this. They choose to follow, to be the sheep. That is their choice. Now, we often get upset, and I personally can say, hey, you know, I've done that too, being very upset and being condescending because you're frustrated, because you really love the humanity. You have this deep compassion. Actually, the word, you have a deep passion to help the humanity. Humanity has to make its own choice. Now, people are changing of humanity. Many of humanity is changing. And this is because the awakening is happening with Earth. And the awakening of Earth is actually, there's actually a frequency increasing within our vortex called Earth. And this is a fact. In a world where the planets are heading to, and why there's more extraterrestrial activity, because they can relate to this correspondence. You know, there's a matching, you know, if you have two turning forks, one is clicking really high frequency and you have one that's low, they can't really communicate, can they? But you have two on the same level, or approximately the same level, it's in tune, you know, just like playing a guitar. They're both in tune. They both can have harmony together. Well, sort of the same thing with extraterrestrials are coming to us that others cannot relate to because they're on a higher frequency. And the same thing is happening with Earth. Earth is actually moving to a higher frequency. So you're going to have, like, earthquakes and things like that. And unfortunately, souls that can't match that frequency, unfortunately, are not going to be able to deal to live or in physical form on this planet. And that, or they'll live almost like in two worlds. Eventually, this could be, I hate to say it, of two worlds within one on Earth. That's a hypothesis. I don't know for sure that is. Often I've heard from many shamans proposing this and other people saying this. For me, I just take it for what it is and the information that I have. But I believe the awakening process is indeed happening with humanity. They're slowly waking up. They're waking up to the lies. You know, here's the one people will be often shocked, and that gets into politics. And I want people to look up for themselves. Here's the ultimate lie. I mean, you've heard all the other stuff I just told you, but is there indeed awareness on the political side? I'm not being informed. Is the Dalai Lama really the real Dalai Lama? I did research on it, and he isn't. You can find this is a fact. The Dalai Lama is not a Dalai Lama. In fact, he doesn't know how to talk about the true essences of Buddhism, which is about being compassionate, and you're supposed to meditate. Listen to what he says. And then you find out that real, true Dalai Lama has been upscandaled. I mean, there's a story to that. And I put it up on my own Facebook site, and some other people have taken that too, because I did some information, because I knew there was something wrong, and somebody pointed that to me that I was correct. And there's also some information regarding that. And that sort of irked me, because, you know, here I was looking at Tibet and what there were. And then if you look symbolizations within the flag of Tibet, I was in shock when I looked closely and I saw Masonic Illuminati images within their own flag, and not by coincidence. This is a recent flag, not the original flag. This is a flag that you always see, Free Tibet. It's not the original flag from 100 years ago, okay? Which looks like more like a Nepalese flag. Anyway, I'm getting diverted from that. I was wanting just to say that because I felt it was important. Just go look it up and you do your own investigation on the Dalai Lama and see if he is really a Dalai Lama. Because it just shows you how organized religions have been so manipulated, even to the ones that we think are most spiritually whatever, in tune or enlightened. There's been a big, basically a world been pulled over our eyes. And I think people are becoming more aware of it as day goes by and realizing that we're not separated. We're basically all the same. And we, a Jew and Muslim and Christian and Hindi, and it's all bullshit. We're all basically energy. And you know, today you're a Jew, yesterday you were a Muslim, the day before that you were black, one day you're white, one day you're Mexican, one day you're Chinese. You know, I'm talking from lifetime to lifetime. And that's the that's actually the reality. So if you're from, your soul is, but it's also important, by the way, even though I'm saying this, that you relate to that everybody's different and respect everybody. It is also implies to have respect. You did choose that life, that body that you're in, so do have respect to your heritage, that the body you're in. So if you're a Jew or a Muslim or Chinese or Hindu or Indian or Native American or Mexican or Polish, whatever, you should show respect to your heritage. But at the same time, realize that we're all connected. And the bottom line is, when I talk about things of awakening, the real ultra awakening is having unconditional amongst all things, and amongst each other, but also the universe and Earth. And I will say one thing. Until humanity not just loves each other, but truly loves the Earth and listens to her and the universe, then you're finally becoming more, the essence of awakening. Until then, it's just the goal. You haven't fully awakened. It's a process. When we've reached that state of full awakening, then we've time to graduate and move to the next school of awakening. So remember, unconditional love for each other is the ultimate of all awakening in this form, in this human form. And that is what those who we call the dark side or the Illuminati side, those who want to lower your frequencies, they want the division, they want the hate, they want the divide. Think about it. There's only one way for the light, and that is through unconditional love, connection to all. And with that, I want to thank everybody for listening. Again, I apologize for my throat and sneezing here, and of course the dubious phone on the side here clicking away, many calls coming in. But I want to thank each and every one of you for listening into my show. And again, God bless you all, and thank you, and have a glorious weekend. Thank you, and God bless.
Drifter, baby, why you gotta run? Only muse in the setting sun. Go to the end of the other direction, and the miles will be your protection. Hey, hey, let's meet at the Mississippi, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, let's meet at the Mississippi, yeah, yeah. We'll take a riverboat down to the desert town. A riverboat down to the desert town.